الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم: إن العزة لله جميعا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن القوة لله جميعا. وقال في القرآن الكريم: أن الملك لله سبحانه وتعالى. Brothers and sisters, human beings from the start, they act on their ikhtiyar and their free will to form habits, to make choices, and to frame the future that they want to frame. In doing that, actually, they usually try to earn the praise of the people around them. Children, for example, when they behave a certain way in classes, and they earn the claps or the laugh or praise of other students, this forms a certain habit, and this continues to form a person who, for example, teases other people or bullies another person. Naturally, this behavior is because of the desire to earn acceptance from people around. So if this habit continues to form until a day when a person finds that they are not helping anymore. So in order to conform to the needs of the environment, after a few years, struggles to change the habits again for earning similar praise or benefits in life. People generally do that, and in comparison to such attitudes, we have, for example, one attitude of those who feel that there is reward in Akhirat, therefore they must not worry about what people say. Rather, they should fix their habits, they should remove those vices, and for the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in Akhirat. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that believers who sacrifice for the sake of Allah, Allah will grant them with paradise, and similar meanings in different verses. So again, the intention becomes to remove the vices and change habits, and form after they are formed to change them into good ones, not for the people, rather for Akhirat. But there is a third attitude that the divine scripture, Holy Quran, has brought, according to Allama Tabatabai, which none of the previous scriptures or Awliya or Anbiya or the Hukama have mentioned anywhere, is to educate people to see that the praise you are trying to gain anywhere in this world or next, or the kingdom or power or glory that you seek, all glory actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran, Surah Yunus, says, "Do not let their discourse grieve you. Glory is wholly Allah's. He is the all-knowing, He is the all-hearing and all-knowing." Or the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Indeed, to Allah belongs all power. Innal quwwata lillahi jami'a." أَنَّ الْمُلْكَ لِلَّهِ. Many places in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely all kingdom, all sovereignty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person, for example, indulges himself in an environment that pressures the person to conform, to please other people, first, for let's say, in the United States, public schools, where children go, and they are influenced by the environment, naturally because of lack of training at home, and also because of the exposure before one's own self-building, before one's own proper education, once a person gets exposed and influenced by a bad environment and then tries to correct it, it's a tough process, it's not easy. But the way Quran handles this problem is to prevent such vices from taking roots in the soul in the first place, by telling people that whatever you want to gain, it all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is His will that dominates. You can never achieve any glory without Him. And you should not be seeking any glory, because all glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not be seeking any power, because power all belongs to Him. All sovereignty and kingdom authority belongs to him in the first place, and you are his slave, and your place in this world is to know him. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the means, the best means to prevent any vices, bad habits, or any bad attitudes to form inside a person, because removing it after forming is hard and it's a long process. But to prevent it from happening, for example, a person from early life goes to an Islamic school, regular, let's say, school, and just as he or she values academic goals, also attends to one's own moral habits and behaviors, this person will have the ability to prevent such bad habits from forming, from learning, from have habits like bullying or from other things, slandering or talking too much or not studying hard. Well, if one avoids these habits, then a person who is trained or, let's say, vaccinated in a proper way to fight the bad influences will have a greater chance of protecting herself than a person who indulges and then tries to change some of the habits and still is concerned with what others say about him rather than what truly is the fact of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to attend to these matters for ourselves and for our families. Jazakumullah khair al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.